I wonder if Simra will tell people that I wouldn't be available tonight.
I can look up what she was sent out to people.
All right, whatever. No, it's okay. It's all right. It's all right. There are people signing on, so I'm going to do the share regardless. Okay, good night, good evening, everyone. first of all, I'm sorry I wasn't available last night. I ended up trying to go to fly out of town on short notice. Gosh, Baruch Hu had other plans, so I didn't get to go anyway, but I was sitting on a plane at 7:45 last night. Also want to thank everyone for the lovely Shalach Manos that we received. Very much appreciated. Thank you very much. Okay, now we had been speaking a couple of nights ago, began speaking about the idea of the Isser of Ohel, creating an Ohel on Shabbos. I believe we spoke about the main idea of Ohel, meaning that a person is not allowed to make any type of structure that will cover them and protect them from the rain or the sun. And I had said that if you if that's the intent, if that's actually what you're intending the thing to do, to protect you from whatever it is, then it's usher, even if it's just a gag, just a horizontal layer, even if it's only being held up by sticks or something with no mechitzas, no actual walls holding it up, just sticks. If it's held up by human hands, that's a big machlok, because many hold that is okay. But once it's being held up by something else, even if they're not mechitzas, and the intention is to protect you, it's us. So I mentioned the idea of the kids playing around, making a clubhouse, whatever it is. Okay. Now, there is a concept in these halachos that if although you're not allowed to make an ohel on Shabbos, even what's called an ohel aroi, even a temporary ohel, even one that's not meant to last for any extended period of time at all, just very temporarily, you're still not allowed to create it on Shabbos. But the issur is only to create it from scratch. But if there's already the beginning of an ohel, so you're allowed to be mosif. You're allowed to be mosif. You're allowed to add on a temporary addition, meaning you're allowed to extend an ohel on Shabbos as long as you're doing it in a derech aroi, that it's not meant to be long term. It's meant just to be very short term. You're allowed to extend the ohel that's already there. So what's called that the ohel is already there? As long as there's one tefach, a tefach literally is a hand breath, which we use the approximate shear of 3.5 inches. If you have already some sort of a gag, some sort of substance or surface that is already in a already propped up in a vertical, horizontally propped up horizontally in a way that it could protect, could protect you a little bit. It's only one tefach worth. But once you have that, then you could add on to that. So let me just give you an example that to make it somewhat practical. And that is, let's say you have, it's sukkahs, and you built a sukkah, and you want to be able to protect your sukkah from rain, so that whenever it does rain, you want to be able to cover the schach, cover the entire top of your sukkah. And when it's not raining, you want that cover not to be there, because when that cover is there, then it's very questionable if the sukkah is kosher at the time. And we make sure when we're sitting in the sukkah l'shem mitzvah, we make sure that it's not covered. The schach is not covered by anything. But you want to have it, so you have this piece of tarp or plastic, which you want to stretch over your schach when you're not using the schach and it's raining. So now I'm not, if it's directly, if you just put it directly straight onto the sukkah, meaning roll it out just on the schach, then it's no problem at all. Because since you already have the schach covering the sukkah, the tarp is not considered, there's no new ohel. In order for something to be an ohel, there has to be at least a space, also a space of a tefach between the ohel and the thing underneath it. If you put a tarp directly on the schach, then it's not considered an ohel over the schach. And if you say, well, but it's the tarp might be thicker than the schach. The schach has empty spaces; it's not completely filled in, possibly. And the tarp is, but that's called just adding. You already have the layer of schach. So the fact that you're making it thicker now and a heavier cover, a cover that'll do a better job, that's okay as long as there's no gap between the new cover and the old cover. Meaning there's no, the new cover, the tarp is sitting directly on the schach. But the problem would be, or the shiloh would arise, if you have it propped up, meaning you don't want to put the plastic directly on the schach, because then every time you put it on and take it off, the schach moves and then gets dislodged. And so you build a little, like, let's say you take some wood sticks and you put them on the four corners of your sukkah, and maybe along the walls as well, and you put a few pieces of wood across, so that doesn't affect the kashrus of your sukkah, because it's just a few pieces of wood here and there. But and then this your shlak, your sukkah cover, is going to rest on that. You want to roll it out onto that wooden frame that you built on top of your schach. So if assuming the height of the wood that's holding up your shlak is at least 3.5 inches, so now when you put down the shlak is the cover, right? The sukkah cover. When you put down the shlak, there's going to be a gap of 3.5 inches between your shlak and your sukkah. Oh, now you have a problem. You have, because you created a new ohel. That's a new ohel now. There's a new ohel between the shlak and the sukkah. So, so during Chalamoi, that's no problem. You're allowed to do that. But on Shabbos or Yom Tov, the first 2 days of Yom Tov, or Shmini Atzeres here in Chutz La'aretz when we need the sukkah, or Shabbos Chalamoi, you would not be able to open up the shlak unless you made sure that already on Erev Yom Tov or Erev Shabbos, it's already open one tefach. Meaning, let's say I'm envisioning or I'm discussing a plastic which rolls up. It rolls up into a roll. Now you might say, well, even when it rolls up, but it doesn't roll up into a very tiny space. I mean, even when it's rolled up, it's still 3.5 inches wide. I mean, you can't roll it that tightly, but that doesn't count. In order for it to be considered that that you began making the ohel before Shabbos, you have to leave it open, intentionally open, in addition to whatever space the roll takes up. You have to open it an additional tefach, which, as I said, was calling 3.5 inches. So if you do that, if you open it before Yom Tov or before Shabbos, then if on Shabbos or Yom Tov you wish to extend it because to protect from the rain, you're allowed to. Because that's called adding to an ohel. You already have a shtickel ohel. You have one tefach worth of ohel. That's all you need to now add onto it. And now you're allowed to unroll the tarp or the plastic roll, the entire expanse of your sukkah. And then you're allowed to roll it back, but still leave one tefach. Don't roll it back all the way. Don't roll it back all the way. Roll it back and leave a tefach open as you had before Shabbos for Yom Tov. That's fine. So again, this is all talking about when the shlak is not sitting directly on the sukkah, but it's propped up. It's raised above the sukkah, at least the tefach. So then in order to be able to use the Shabbos and Yom Tov, it has to be open, at least the tefach before Shabbos or Yom Tov. So hopefully we've illustrated the concept of adding, and we've given a practical example, is this practical one week in the year during sukkahs, of where now you may have a similar type of thing. I don't know. You might have some sort of a structure in back of your house if you live in a nice climate. And well, you also may have this even during the year. So the same concept would apply. Now, there's another possibility, and which will illustrate another important component of this halacha, and it will help get us to the case of the baby strollers, although it doesn't look like we'll get there tonight, but hang on, hopefully tomorrow night, Hashem. And that is, let's say the shlak is not just a freestanding roll sitting on this frame above your sukkah, but it's actually you attach something to your house, like you nailed your sukkah. I'm envisioning your sukkah is directly against your house, the side or the back of your house, and you have somebody come and connect, let's say, a frame or a wooden frame, whatever it is, to your house, and the sukkah is the shlak rather is on that. And then it needs, and then when you need it, you just roll it out and roll it back. But it's always attached to the house like that, so that you're allowed to open and close, even if it's not open at tefach, even if it's completely rolled shut, it's not over the sukkah at all. You're allowed to open it because since it's attached to your house by, it's nailed or screwed to your house or on some form of hinges, then it's like a door. I intentionally use the word hinges to make the comparison to a door. You're allowed to open and close a door on Shabbos, and even if that door, you know, helps protect the inside of your house and keeps out the cold air or the rain that might be blowing in otherwise, you're allowed to open or close a door or a window because the door is on hinges. So it's not considered building or demolishing your house when you close the door or open the door, even though if you would break a hole in your wall the size of the door, that or even less than the size of the door, that would be demolishing. But since it's a door which is on hinges, you're allowed to do it. Same with the window. You're allowed to open and shut a window which is on a track or on, you know, or on a hinges, a window that you crank the window and it opens up. You're allowed to do that. And so similarly by the schach, if you have the shlak is attached to the house, or even if it's attached to the sukkah in a way, it's attached actually a part of the sukkah. It's attached to the sukkah. It's not just sitting on the sukkah or sitting on the frame, but it's attached to the sukkah. Then you're allowed to open and shut it. And some people even have a roof. They have their sukkah like built into their house, and there's a roof. The roof of their house is a movable roof. It could be opened and shut. It might be like electrically. If it's electrically, obviously you can't use it on Shabbos or Yom Tov anyway. But let's say it's not electrical. The poskim talk about this before electricity, and they talk about a roof that I guess it's on some sort of pulley or crank system. You crank it open and crank it shut. So you're allowed to do that even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though you're creating or you're enhancing the roof of your house, and that's not, and you may be closing it and you know, leaving it closed. Then might end up, let's say you close it on the last day of Sukkot because it's raining, and then it stays closed for till next Sukkot. But it's part of your house, and so that even if it was completely open, let's say when Shabbos started or when Yom Tov started, it was completely open. It was a nice bright Erev Yom Tov. It was completely open. And you want it open anyway. When you built your sukkah, you want it open. And now sometime overnight, it starts to rain after the suda. So you shut it. You're allowed to shut it, even though it was completely open when Shabbos started. But since it's attached to the house, you're allowed to do that. And the same thing is true if it's not, you know, not a roof like that, but a shlak on a some sort of pulley system, some sort of frame attached to the house, attached to the sukkah. Okay, so that's the concept, and this gives us the background that we need to now, Bez Hashem, continue. Hopefully, Bez Hashem, tomorrow continue and discuss the ramifications of these halachas to covering a baby carriage or a baby stroller and the like. Okay, for now we'll sign off. Thank you very much for tuning in, and have a wonderful night. Bye bye.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye.